lighting of the Advent candle?
We light these candles as a symbol of the joy to be found in God's kingdom of earth.
For the Lord elevates the lowly, releases the captives, and brings sight to the blind. We rejoice in God's justice, faithful to all generations. God, our light and salvation, you bring hope and peace to the lowly and oppressed. Let us see the world through your eyes, that we may love the widow and orphan, that we may work for justice, that our lives may bear witness to your good news of the kingdom at hand. We pray this in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Of lessons and carols, so we will be singing and hearing from different voices the story of Christmas.
Our first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, and we'll be reading responsively. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy of our hearts, as a people exult when dividing plunder.
For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom.
He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore.
Our first song is number 20, Watchmen Tell Us of the Night.
Thank you. The second reading is from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Pause for a moment and share the peace of Christ with each other. Friends, the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.